This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Bridge to Hope in Menominee provides shelter and support to those affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. The nonprofit serves people in Dunn and Pepin counties and also operates a shelter.
We provide services to those who are or have gone through any type of abuse, domestic abuse, sexual assault, human trafficking. We do have an emergency shelter here that provides emergency shelter for those who are actively fleeing domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking.
Jennifer Lyons, the shelter's coordinator. The Bridge to Hope will hold a fundraiser later this month. They're inviting the community to the Canvas of Hope Paint and Sip event at the Raw Deal in Menominee on January 27th. All proceeds will go to the nonprofit to support victims and survivors. It'll also, Lyons says, help raise awareness.
We'll have different information out, you know, just kind of about our local stats on human trafficking, and just different ways that people can also help in the community.
January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. In 2023, the last year data is available, there were 108 instances of human sex trafficking recorded by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. There were another 10 instances of involuntary servitude human trafficking. Meanwhile, Wisconsin continues to receive an F grade on a 2025 report card for policy fixes to reduce child and youth sex trafficking. That's according to Shared Hope International, a nonprofit organization that works to prevent sex trafficking. According to the report, Wisconsin succeeds in ensuring inclusive definitions, but could do more to protect victims from unjust criminalization, provide them legal relief, and support survivors. Registration for the Canvas of Hope event can be completed online. The Bridge to Hope is also planning a number of other events and fundraisers to honor Sexual Assault Awareness Month in April. As Wisconsinites start trying to keep up on their New Year's resolutions, the Better Business Bureau is offering some tips for those setting financial goals this year. According to a press release from the organization, uncertainty in the economy is leading many to reconsider their long-term financial footing. While some may just be considering smaller spending changes, others may be reassessing their savings and retirement timelines. The Better Business Bureau is hoping their tips can help people maintain their financial goals. One of the best ways to manage your finances is to set specific financial goals and start budgeting. To save money in other places, you can inventory your credit cards to avoid high interest rates, reconsider subscriptions or memberships that aren't being used often enough, and plan ahead for larger expenses like vacations or home repairs. For those looking to make some extra money, the Better Business Bureau offers resources on freelancing or side jobs. Residents can also keep track of local scams or unethical business practices on the organization's Scam Tracker website. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging residents to test their homes for radon in honor of Radon Action Month. According to a press release, January is typically the best time to test for radon, with homes closed up for extended periods of times to keep the winter weather out. Radon is an odorless and invisible gas, and exposure to high levels can lead to an increased risk of lung cancer. The gas is also the second leading cause of lung cancer for non-smokers in the country. According to DHS data, about one out of every 10 homes in Wisconsin have high radon levels. The gas typically enters the home through the foundation, becoming trapped inside with the windows shut tight. Radon test kits are widely available and can be purchased online for under $30. There are also 17 radon information centers across Wisconsin, including in Eau Claire, Menominee, La Crosse, and Balsam Lake, which may provide test kits for free or at a reduced cost. If you test your home and do find high radon levels, the DHS website includes a list of local contractors who can install a radon mitigation system. With some heavy snowfall over the past few days, snowmobile trails are beginning to open across the Chippewa Valley. According to the Associated Snowmobile Clubs of Eau Claire, trails in Eau Claire County officially opened at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Snowmobile trails in Dunn County officially opened on Thursday morning, but so far Chippewa County's trails remain closed. Residents looking to take advantage of the trails can check the Travel Wisconsin website for updated information on snowfall conditions and which trails are open near them. The Community Foundation of Dunn County is raising funding to paint at least a dozen murals around the city of Menominee this year. According to a press release, the donations will go towards feeding and housing artists, purchasing supplies and equipment, and preparing the walls and buildings for painting. The organization is aiming to raise a total of $300,000 for the project, and officials say they've already raised a little over half of that funding. Residents can donate to the project on the Community Foundation of Dunn County website. As people travel home after the holidays, health officials are watching for a spike in respiratory viruses. According to Wisconsin Department of Health data, cases of the flu and COVID were moderate and increasing even before the holiday travel season. With people gathering in large groups indoors, however, those cases could begin to spike more rapidly. Health experts are reminding residents to get their flu shot if they haven't already. So far, about 29% of Eau Claire County residents and about 25% of Chippewa County residents have gotten their flu shot this year. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for the 79th Allison Dairyland. A new Allison Dairyland is chosen each year, serving as a full-time spokesperson for the state's agricultural industry by attending events, delivering speeches, and building relationships with media outlets. Interested applicants must email a cover letter, a completed application form, resume, and contact information for 3 professional references to datcpallis@wisconsin.gov by 4:30 p.m. on January 30th. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers losing to the Vikings 16-3. Clayton Toon struggled at quarterback, completing just 6 of 11 passes with no touchdowns, and says that Jordan Love spoke to the team after the loss.
You know, just move past this one and get our minds ready for the playoffs, and we have an opportunity to do something special. And so he was just kind of refocusing everyone's mind and getting everyone prepared mentally for, you know, what we have ahead of us.
The Packers head to Chicago this Saturday to play the Bears in the first round of the playoffs. Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7 o'clock. College football. UW River Falls beat the defending champs North Central 24-14 to win their first ever Division III national championship. The game played last night at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. NBA, the Bucks coast to a win over the Kings 115-98 to kick off their West Coast trip. Giannis with 37 points and 11 rebounds. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy and frosty this morning, then mostly cloudy through the day today. Our high right around 34 with wind out of the southeast at only 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a little light freezing drizzle late tonight. Our low in the upper 20s to near 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a little light rain or snow, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.